Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Joseph.
And a beautiful one it is.
Indeed.
And the weather cooperated nicely, too, for Flag Day.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, there's a lot of planning into that event, a lot of commitments, and a lot of resources. And it all comes down to the weather. It makes it or breaks it, and we had a dandy Saturday night, so it was, really worked out very well. Crowds were terrific all along the route, biggest I've seen in a long, long time. A lot of participation. It's a great night, really was. I know marching with Lieutenant Governor, she was really blown away by the whole event, from the parade right up to the ceremony and the fireworks. She had never experienced anything like it, and she couldn't say enough about it. So we're really thrilled, and of course we honored Marilyn Nestor, who is 90 years young, for her work, you know, helping young girls involved in sports and help to build self-esteem and character. So she had a great night, and it was just a great night for the city. I think it's one of those signature events that we enjoy. That I'm so grateful for all of the folks that work hard on the committee and city departments that helped put it all together. Really was a great night for Quincy.
Yeah, I actually had a chance to chat with Bob Campbell, one of the original members of the committee. He was six, he said, when he first started.
Did he tell you how old he is today?
Well, I did a little math, but he doesn't look it, and he certainly doesn't act it. He's very, very active and really proud to be part of that organization.
Yeah, he's a good man. He was in the original crew back at Cavanaugh Field way back when.
Yep. I want you to bring Hoodsies back, Mayor.
We had Hoodsies Saturday night up at Pageant.
Oh, sure. I missed that part.
I'll get you one, Joe.
Yeah, thank you. Folks, by the way, can watch that over the summertime right here on QATV if they missed it, too. We'll have it for you here.
Awesome.
I thought we could talk a little bit, Mayor, about the next DIF, the District Improvement Financing Program request of $53 million being discussed by the council last night. It's still in Finance Committee with some questions, but I wonder if you might explain what that's all about.
Yeah, sure. I don't tune into the committee meeting, so I don't know exactly how they responded or discussed it last night, but this is DIF number four. So this should, in my opinion, this should be easy for the council. Obviously, they have to do their due diligence and ask the tough questions, but we've had such success with what's called district improvement financing, which essentially allows us to make all kinds of infrastructure and public improvements to the district, and it gets paid for by the new taxes in the same district. So this meets the commitment I made when I first got elected to say that downtown would pay for itself. Even though everyone in the city now is enjoying the beautiful spaces in the downtown, it will pay for itself. Kilroy Square, for example, Joe. Magnificent spot, and I know that the restaurants around it are enjoying it, the beer garden, the, you know, Friday nights, Saturday nights in there. There's going to be a number of special events in there. That was all paid for by the DIF, and I think that from what I'm hearing from the public around the city, they're proud to go back to the downtown, bring their families to the downtown, and enjoy the downtown. That wasn't the case 15 years ago, Joe, so we've had great success with the DIF. This next $53 million will allow us to take it to the next level, which is the purchasing of a number of buildings in the square. And some will be demolished and park will be put in. And some will be for further development. One will be for a garage on the McConville side of the square, which is needed for the future development on that side. So it's really the next phase, the next piece. And again, I think we've had such great success over the last several years. We're using the DIF. The Commonwealth calls us a model on the DIF, that nobody in the Commonwealth uses it like we do. And it's been very successful. And so I certainly encourage the council to vote in support.
There was questions raised around the proposal from Fox Rock Properties to put up a medical office building and whether or not that would be taxed at the commercial rate or not.
Yeah, I mean, we're still working through that, and we'll continue to work through that. That has nothing to do with the DIF expenditure. That's the LDA issue, the interpretation of the LDA, which the council had already voted on, and we'll work through that. I mean, it's bringing life science, biotech, and medical use to the downtown is a yeoman's job and not an easy thing to do. And we had promised that we would incentivize that to help bring back the medical services to Quincy, as well as to bring new jobs, life science, biotech. So that'll all work itself out. I'm confident of that.
So the way it works then is the DIF is the money that's used to purchase the properties, and then the LDA is used to transfer the properties to the developers. Is that right?
That's correct. Because the LDA, meaning land disposition agreement, which makes sure that we're getting the deal that we want, whether it's the money we have back for the property or whether it's a certain restriction on the property use, it allows us to help control the future of the downtown. And rather than being reactive, we're being proactive.
And are the developers already lined up for these properties, or how does that work?
There's really just one property that will go up for development, and that's the old burnt-out building, the old Tasso's Pizza, mm-hmm. which has been, vacant for 25 years or more, Joe.
Yes.
Not a very pretty site. So I don't know why. It's changed owners a couple of times, and still haven't done anything with it. They pay the taxes on it. Kind of goofy to me. I don't understand that at all. So to incentivize the development of that whole block, obviously we're purchasing that. That will be flipped. We'll get our purchase money back. There's two properties on Hancock Street, which will be between the two projects of Slater and Akari. And I'm trying to think of the numbers off the top of my head, Joe, the addresses. But you come in Hancock Street heading south, it'll be on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. The old Family Dollar Store, which is still there, will become Akari's project. Then the next two buildings, it's a yellow Taekwondo is in there. The other was a donut shop. Those will come down. They will be the lay-down area for both buildings going up. And then they'll become a beautiful new public park, which is something we had envisioned all along on that stretch. It wasn't that parcel. We had shown another parcel in the master plan, but to really open up and connect the McConville side with the Hancock side, as Dunford Drive does a little further up the former Cliveden, mm-hmm. it really brings the downtown together, obviously providing more open space and spaces for people to enjoy as they live here and play here as part of it. And then the last piece, the IHOP, is the spot where we're going to locate a new parking garage, which is something we need to address the Performing Arts Center as well as the other development in that area. And we're looking for some state assistance on the construction of the garage, but we need to get it designed and permitted and ready to go. So those are the parcels that we're talking about under the acquisition piece, and all of them are important pieces to what we want to see down here.
And is this kind of the final phase of the Quincy Center redevelopment?
I wouldn't call it the final phase, no. I think it's probably the vast majority of that end. Mm-hmm. But when you come up to the northern side of the square, we got a lot of work to do around the Quincy Center station.
Right.
So that would be in a whole other phase.
Okay. Mayor, I know there's been some changes in principalships in the Quincy Public Schools. I wonder if you might explain a little bit about.
Yeah, sure. The school committee, and I chair the school committee, we hire the superintendent. The superintendent technically hires the principals and teachers and most of the staff. And the superintendent has come up with a kind of a reorganization plan. It's been a long couple of years with COVID and some of the challenges we faced. The superintendent reached out to all the school committee members expressing his desire in these changes and why. I support the superintendent on these. I think they're excellent moves. I've heard some good positive feedback from a number of families who are excited about it. So I think it'll strengthen our school system. Certainly appreciate the work of all our principals and staff. It's, you know, the principal is a key position in a building. It drives that building, the culture in the building. Obviously, the staff in the building holds the staff accountable and works with the staff. Each of our schools are part of the greater Quincy Public Schools family, but each of them have their own identity and their own family, if you will. And we can't miss an opportunity to give every chance a kid, you know, every chance for a kid to succeed, to make sure we're running at all eight cylinders in each of the schools. So I think the move will re-energize some of the cultures in the schools and move beyond some of the distractions we've had the last few years. I don't think it's a reflection on any individual principal, but as you know, some have left on their own, and the superintendent made some changes thinking that these changes would better strengthen the Quincy Public Schools going forward. So I support the decision.
And also have hired the first school's diversity, equity, and inclusion director.
Yes, indeed. And that, you know, my expectation of that role is really to help us to recruit, if you will, teachers with a ethnicity that better reflects our population, which isn't easy to do, Joe. Mm-hmm. When you see what the pool is out there for hires, you know, teachers have to have all the MTELs and certifications in place. So it's challenging. If the pool isn't there, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. But I think this person will be able to help us develop the pool. It's not going to happen overnight, and help us develop, even in the school system, Joe, at the high school level, through guidance and other areas to encourage our young people who may be of other backgrounds to look at teaching, that it is a very rewarding career. It's an important vocation in the life of our nation, how we raise and educate our children. They're students today, neighbors tomorrow, citizens tomorrow. So it's an important role. So I hope that the role of this is to do that, encourage younger people to choose that for a vocation, but also to go out and recruit where we can teachers for our district to better reflect their population.
Of course, she comes from the Boston Public Schools, so she has experience in dealing with a diverse student background, certainly.
That's right. Yeah, she's got all the qualifications.
Have you hired your DEI liaison in your office as of yet?
No, we haven't. Okay. I expect that we'll have that done by September. You know, we're waiting for the final okay on the budget, mm-hmm. and before we put it out there.
Also, where we're speaking about changes, I noticed there's a new treasurer for the city.
Indeed, yes. Fee Du had given me a notice that June 8th would be her last day. She liked her time here, but I think she's better suited for the private sector. I was going to be going back into the private sector. So Molly Smith was working in the planning department, handling all the budgets of the community development block grants and federal funds that come into the city. She was the vice president prior to that, I believe, with State Street. Very capable, great background, Quincy person, and I think she's going to do an excellent job.
Appreciate your time, Mayor. By the way, today is Flag Day, so happy Flag Day.
Well, thank you, Joe. I was listening to a Fox report that Quincy's Carrie Byrne put together about how Flag Day is celebrated in various communities around the country. So it was kind of cool this morning to hear that. So happy Flag Day to you and everybody listening.
Thanks again, Mayor.
Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.